You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Caster. Do you remember the religious persecution? I mean, it's higher now than it's been in forever, but it was way worse. We saw things that were going on around the world. It was like nobody's saying anything. James Foley, we had his parents on our program, the tragedy that happened with him. Well, President Trump has been standing up and against religious persecution in the world, supporting the First Amendment of the Constitution and realizing and focusing on that our first right as people of the earth is to recognize and honor God. So he brought in the people from around the world that have suffered religious persecution, that survived it, right there in the Oval Office as he was addressing them and talking to them. We're going to join him right now in the Oval Office. You're going to be so encouraged to see someone standing up, a president of the United States, standing up for people of faith around the world to stop persecution. Let's go there now.
Good afternoon. We'll be leaving for North Carolina in a short while. I think some of you will be outside. Tremendous crowds in North Carolina, tremendous crowds everywhere, but we have a very important group of people standing alongside of me. I'm honored to welcome Pastor Andrew Brunson and other survivors of religious persecution to the White House. We're grateful to be joined by Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom, Sam Brownback, former governor, as you know, as well as Pastor Paula White, a tremendous religious leader and a friend of the White House, a friend of the presidency, and a friend of the president. With us today are men and women of many different religious traditions from many different countries. But what you have in common is each of you has suffered tremendously for your faith. You've endured harassment, threats, attacks, trials, imprisonment, and torture. I got to know many of you and helped you get some of you out of the difficult situation that you were in. I'm very proud of you, and the way you've reacted to a different life is a tremendous thing. Your families are very proud, and our country is very proud, and your countries are very proud. For those of you that aren't from the United States, each of you has now become a witness to the importance of advancing religious liberty all around the world. It's about religious liberty. Last year, my administration hosted the world's first ever meeting of foreign ministers devoted solely to the subject of international religious freedom. I want to thank all of you for joining us as we host this meeting for the second year in a row. A lot of individual breakout meetings are being had, and we're getting a lot of ideas as to how we can help. In America, we've always understood that our rights come from God, not from government. In our Bill of Rights, the first liberty is religious liberty. Each of us has the right to follow the dictates of our conscience and the demands of our religious conviction. We know that if people are not free to practice their faith, then all of the freedoms are at risk, and frankly, freedoms don't mean very much. That's why Americans will never tire in our effort to defend and promote religious freedom. I don't think any president has taken it as seriously as me. To me, it's very important. It's vital. It's really vital. And I just want to thank everybody very much for being with us today. You've been through a lot. And I think I can say it for everyone here. You've been through a lot, more than most people could ever endure. And I want to congratulate you, because that's what you need, is congratulations. It's really an honor to be with you, and I will stand side by side with you forever. If I could ask Ambassador Brownback to say a few words, please.
Yes. Thanks, Mr. President. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you and your administration for your leadership on this. Last year was the first. This year is the largest meeting ever held in the world on religious freedom, just on this, devoted to this topic. And with you here today, we have a Nobel Peace Prize winner, Nadia Murad, who was taken by ISIS and made into a, horrible situation that she's in. But she's been an outstanding advocate. And then we have helped, this government has, in rebuilding northern Iraq, the Yazidi and the Christian area. Of course, Andrew Brunson and I both, neither of us would be here if it wasn't for you. Andrew, you busted out of a Turkish prison. This gentleman was at Christ Church in the shootings of the mosque that took place, that was there. And you have really people, well, Maryam Ibrahim is here, was in a Sudanese jail while she was pregnant and had a death penalty for her, that people advocated for around the world, and she and her child are alive. today, and that's just a few.
That's good. That's great.
That's just a few.
You feeling good? Everything fine?
Good.
Congratulations.
Reverend Sampson was going to make a comment for the group. He's from Burma. He's Kachin Christian, and they have suffered greatly there as well, and we've worked a lot with them. Reverend Sampson, you want to tell briefly your story?
Yes. Yes, I'm president of Kachin Baptist Convention from northern Burma. Right. And then as Christian in Myanmar, we are very being oppressed and tortured by the Myanmar military government. So, and then we don't have church many for religious freedom. And also as our ethnic armed groups fight against to the central military government. So please, the American government focus on the ethnic people and the ethnic right. leader to get genuine democracy and federalism. It's very important for your help and your support. And thank you very much for your sanction yesterday.
Yes.
It's very helpful.
Yes, you did something.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you very much. Ambassador, so which is more important? You were the governor of a great state, a very top state, in my opinion, and you're doing now something for religious liberty and freedom. Which is tougher? Which is more important to you?
I think that of all the jobs I've had, I've been a congressman, a senator, a governor, this is the most important because it's about billions of people. These folks here represent the faiths of billions of people around the world, and the United States is the main country, not the only, and many other allies are coming along, but we're the main country to stand up and fight for their religious freedom. And we're not picking a winner or loser. We're just saying, look, you've got governments have to protect this right. And that's why, to me, this job and what this administration is doing to protect it affects billions of people, and I think it's incredible. It's an incredible opportunity.
So when you say other countries are coming along, and some aren't coming along, I assume, right? Some are
yes.
not doing much. Who are the good ones? I won't talk about the bad ones, because I know who the bad ones are.
The British have been great. They've been putting out some reports lately on the persecution of people of faith, and they've stepped up more aggressively. UAE, United Arab Emirates, hosted the first ever papal visit on the Arabian Peninsula in the history of mankind.
That's great.
And they've been stepping up and doing a lot more. So several, the Europeans have been, the South Americans are starting to step up more so. Okay. We need more.
You're doing a great job. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Paula White, could you say a few words?
Yes, sir. It's just, it's my dream to visit this opportunity to visit President Amishka. Tibetan need the inside of the Tibetan need the Amishka support, please. Support His Holiness Dalai Lama.
Support,
His Holiness Dalai Lama when come back in Tibet. My English is not good.
Oh, it's fine.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Give me this opportunity to gather, share with story. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And say hello. Please say hello, okay?
Thank
you very much. I appreciate it. And your English is actually very good. Thank you.
I'm a Falun Gong practitioner. My husband now is still in prison. And the fourth organ harvesting still exists. So we should take action. Just the words, it doesn't work. So how to do the section to the communist, Chinese communist regime?
And where is this now? Where? Where is your husband a prisoner?
Now my husband in Jiangsu province of Jiangsu and
right.
Suzhou prison. And you know, 2018, last year, one of our practitioners, after 3 years in prison, he released home, and just one day he died. And before that, he vomited a large amount of blood. And you know,
said he died?
Yeah, he died. Another Falun Gong practitioner, he is still also in the Suzhou prison. So as you know, I know you are one young man from the North Korea, came back to U.S. and several days after he returned and he died.
Yeah.
And you know the regime what they do. So what should we take the act?
Yes, yeah, I understand. Yeah, that. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
President, it's such an honor, and I just have to say, on behalf of you and your courageous leadership, I've watched from day one, and even before you took this office, you'd be a relentless fighter for people of all faith and religious liberty. We see it on stateside from you saying we can say Merry Christmas again to the DOJ, passing laws that no other administration could pass to give high holy days to all religions to be able to take off of work and to honor that. To, as Ambassador said, this is the second, but the largest in the world, gathering for religious liberty freedom. You have taken a bold, courageous stand that many governments have moved. You have over 16 countries represented here. You have approximately 27 people, but I was in the room yesterday with thousands, and we had thousands that could not get in. So we
incredible.
Thank you, President, for being the leader, yeah. The courageous leader to stand up not only in our nation, but countries all around for all faith of all people, that we should have the practice and the right to practice our religion. Thank you, sir.
This is so powerful. Guess what? We're fixing to go to a break. We're going to come right back. As more begin to thank President Trump for standing up for against the persecution. She was just talking about the selling of fellow citizens' body organs in China. China's government is harvesting their own citizens' body organs and selling them or giving them to other members of their society. It's happening right now in China. It's a tragedy. And we just want to continue to pray for the persecuted church. But thank God for President Trump, Paula White, and the ones that are standing up for to stop this that's taking place in the earth today. So join us after the break. We're going to continue on. Comment below. What are your comments about this? This is an exciting time. Continue to pray for the people that are being persecuted, but it's time to really think about, you know, we want to hear from you. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We've been praying for this. You've been with us for a long time. We've talked about this, and now it's happening. We're going back to the Oval Office with President Trump, as he's got people that have survived the persecution because of their faith, and they begin to overwhelmingly begin to thank President Trump. Check it out.
May I say a few words?
Yes, please.
Mr. President, thank you from New Zealand.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your leadership, standing up for humanity, standing for standing up for religious groups and their rights. And thank you for supporting us in the 15th March tragedy in Christchurch. And God bless you. And God bless the United States.
Well, thank you very much. And you went through a lot. I know all about what happened, and that was a terrible situation. Thank you very much
for being here.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Mr. President,
yes, please.
You are meeting our Prime Minister.
That's true. Coming in next week. Right?
I would be very grateful if you would raise with him the issue of persecuted Christians in Pakistan, the blasphemy law, and people who are suffering under this law.
I'll thank you so much. He's coming in next week on Tuesday.
Can I say, thanks, sir. I am from Bangladesh, and here is the 37 million the Hindu, Buddhist, and Christian are disappeared. Please help us for Bangladeshi people. We want to stay in our
Bangladesh.
Country. Yeah, still there is 18 million minority people. My request is, please help us. We don't want to leave our country. Just help us to stay. I have lost my home. They burned my home. They taken my land. But no judgment yet taken place.
Who took the land? Who took the home and the land?
The Muslim fundamentalist group. And they are always they are getting the political shelter. Yeah. Always.
I know the president has to get on, so I want to. Everybody.
We could take a couple.
Can you? Okay, good.
The helicopter. Nadia, has it landed, the helicopter? Have we landed out there yet? No? Come on.
Can I, Your President,
okay. Yes, please.
1 to 3 million Uyghur population are locked up in concentration camps in China, including my father. He's now serving life sentence in China. I haven't seen him since.
Where is that? Where is that in China?
That's in the west part of China. The region in Chinese is called Xinjiang.
Yeah.
We call it Uyghur region. So far we have...
How long has your father been gone?
He has been in jail for 5 years. And we don't know how long he will still be in there.
Do you have any communication with him?
I haven't heard about him since 2017 because that's when the concentration camp started. Anyone who goes to ask about anybody's family members' news will never make their way back to their own homes.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. President.
Hi.
So I am a Rohingya from Bangladesh refugee camp. So most of the Rohingya refugees are willing to go back home as quickly as possible. So what is your plan to help us? So thank you.
And where is that exactly? Where?
Bangladesh refugee camp.
Bangladesh, right next to Burma.
I see.
The Rohingya have been run
okay.
out.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Yes, please.
President, I am a Pastor Mario from Cuba.
Yes.
A blessing. One pastor, Ramon Vigal, and his wife in prison in Cuba. Please pray for them and help the people in Cuba. Five pastors, the San Bruno invite for this event in Cuba and not here because the government in Cuba no permission for today here. I am here because I am refugee in the United States. Thank you for your hospitality for me.
How has it been in Cuba without Castro? There's still a Castro there, but you have a new leader. How has that been? Any difference?
No, it's not real. Castro continues the power because Castro is the first secretary to the party, the Communist Party, and the new president is not really. Castro is the real leader continue.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you. Yes, please.
Please. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity to see you. I'm Esther from Nigeria. I do 3 years in Zambisa. I escaped from Boko Haram. Thank you for your opportunity.
That's tough stuff, right?
Yes.
That's a tough thing. Thank you very
thank
much.
You.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Thank you very much for your
first thank time. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm Ilyong from North Korea. First, I want to say really thank you. And then my aunt, all of my aunt's family, Ju Chunhee, Kim Chol, Kim Ji-hyung, Kim Song-sik, all of them, they are in political prison camp now.
Where?
In I don't know where is it. They just took it at the dawn. And just because of my aunt's father-in-law was a Christian, and my cousin's whole family were executed because of their sharing gospel. But even though the persecution of Kim Jong-un, the North Korean citizens, they want gospel and they want worshiping now, and they are worshiping in underground church right now. And even though a few weeks ago we got a message from North Korean underground churches and they sent the photo of the wood, and they are three of them gathered there and they were praying for South Korea. And so those kind of things are happening in North Korea underground.
I'll bring that up.
I understand
exactly what you said. I'll bring it up.
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Nadia is a Nobel Peace Prize winner.
I'm from Iraq, and I cannot say my family is there in the jail because when ISIS attack us, no one protect us. After 2003, we start to disappear from our area, from our homeland. When ISIS attack us in 2014, they killed six of my brother. They killed my mom. They took me to captivity with my 11 sister-in-law, with all my sister and my nieces. Until today, we have 3,000 Yazidi women and children in captivity. Although they said ISIS is defeated, but where is those 3,000 Yazidi? And our home is destroyed. We come to here, we go to Europe, go to Arab country that ISIS did this. Everyone saw that. And we appreciate.
And you were captured.
Yes, Vice President, he helped us a lot. But now today you can solve our problem. Now there's no ISIS, but we cannot go back because Kurdish government and the Iraqi government, they are fighting each other who will control my area. And we cannot go back if we cannot protect our dignity, our family. But we get a lot of support from President Macron. He put a lot of pressure in Iraqi and Kurdistan government to help minorities, Yazidi, to stay in their home. But we still continue to immigrate to find a safe place to live. I hope you can call or anything to Iraqi and Kurdistan government to.
But ISIS is gone.
But if I can.
But now it's Kurdish and who?
Iraqi government. If I cannot go to my home and live in a safe place and get my dignity back, this is not about ISIS. It's about I'm in danger. My people cannot go back. We are not million of people. We are only 500,000 people.
And after 2014, about 95,000 Yazidi, they immigrate to Germany through a very dangerous way, not because we want to be a refugees, but we cannot find a safe place to live. All this happened to me. They killed my mom, my six brother. They left behind them.
Where are they now?
They killed them. They are in the mass graves in Sinjar. And I'm still fighting just to live in safe. Please do something. And it's not about one family.
I know the area very well you're talking about.
It's about 500,000. It's about tough, the whole yeah? community.
Okay. We're going to look into it very
strongly.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you.
Mr.
And you had the Nobel Prize.
Yeah.
That's incredible. But they gave it to you for what reason? We can explain.
For what reason? For that after all this happened to me, I didn't give up. I make it clear to everyone that ISIS raped thousands of Yazidi women. This one was first time the woman from Iraq, she get out and spoke about that happened to
them. Oh, really? And is that right?
It's the first time. And it's
so you escaped.
I escaped, but I don't have my freedom yet because you didn't see any ISIS in court. ISIS are. We don't know if they killed everyone, if they are in jail, but we know we have 3,000 Yazidi women and children, including my niece, my nephew, my sister-in-law. 3 years ago, she called us. She said, I'm in Syria, and now we didn't know anything about it.
Let me look. We're going to look. Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Mr. President, yes, I am a survivor of the Holocaust, of a different era of persecution. Right. And I have great sympathy and empathy with these people that I'm very sorry to realize that things have not changed, that the persecution continues.
That's why we're putting such an emphasis on it, Mr. President, because there just is a lot of work to do in the world. But we're going to, obviously, we've got a lot yet to do, but we're pushing the effort. We're going to be announcing additional measures. The Secretary of State is tomorrow. He's given a big speech. The Vice President's given a speech tomorrow about measures. And we're going to keep leading this charge.
Well, thank you very much. The world is a tough place. Yes, please, go ahead.
My name is Helen. I'm from Eritrea. I'm a gospel singer. So I have been for 32 months in metal shipping container because of my faith. But the reason I'm here, all our pastors, they are still in prison in Eritrea, include the patriarch, Abuna Antonios. So that is my message. I'm voice for those voiceless.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
We pray for
in
you.
In a shipping container.
Metal shipping container for 32 months.
32 months.
Please.
I am from the Ahmadiyya Muslim community of Pakistan.
In 1974,
we were declared non-Muslims.
Our
houses and shops were looted.
Set on fire. रब्बा आ गया फिर बच्चों को लेकर सरगोधा में दुकान थी।
I relocated.
फिर यहाँ पर भी अभी मुझे किताबें काम करता था तो किताबों पर उन्होंने सजा दी।
I was a salesman and then I was imprisoned for 5 years for selling books.
और 5 साल कैद में शिकायत और 6 लाख रुपए जुर्माना।
And fine.
तीन साल के बाद अब मैं रिहाई होकर आया हूँ।
I've been released after 3 years.
हम किसी बड़े पुरअमन तरीके से रहते हैं।
We are peaceful.
मैं आपको यहाँ मुसलमान कह सकता हूँ, लेकिन पाकिस्तान में अपने आप को मुसलमान नहीं
कह सकता। I can call myself a Muslim in the United States of America, but not in Pakistan.
वरना हम इस सजा देते हैं।
Otherwise, I'll be punished.
भाई इसके जैसे और हमारी जमात बड़ी पुरअमन जमात है। किसी को लोग गालियाँ देते हैं, घर जलाते हैं, हम किसी को कुछ नहीं कहते, अल्लाह पर छोड़ते हैं।
We have never retaliated and left everything to God. God bless you and give you a long life.
Thank you. So you see, the world is a tough place, and we're making strides. We've made some very good strides. Andrew is a case in point, Pastor Brunson, wherever you may be.
Right here.
And so I appreciate it. How has everything been for you?
Very well. I want to tell you, an Iranian woman told me today that you're fighting for me, the most powerful person in the world, fighting for someone who was not known at all, was an inspiration to many people, gave hope to many people around the world, and also many young Iranians. So thank you for that.
Thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it.
This is historical. Nations are gathered around people who are persecuted for their faith. And President Trump has unleashed a huge force to say, we're standing for people of faith around the earth. This is so, so very, very important. We've got to close in prayer. We're coming to an end right here. Father God, we just pray over the persecuted church, Lord, that you would continue to rescue them, Father God, that you would set them free, Father God. We pray that everyone would come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, God. And dear God, we ask you in this persecution, in the abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God. Love others and lead others to the same. And I'll see you in the VFNKB community.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.